The Parable of the Princesses by Jenny Phillips. Chapter 1. The Task. In a faraway kingdom, there lived a mighty king who had three young daughters named Ebony, Rose, and Hazel. He loved them above all the gold and treasures in his kingdom. When the young princesses learned to walk, they would follow their father everywhere. He always had time to be with them. He ran and laughed with them through the courtyards of his castle. He took them to the beautiful hillsides and taught them to love the flowers and the trees and to recognize the beauty all around them. They often sat together in the castle in front of a comforting fire to listen as their father told them beautiful stories about the journeys of his other children who had come before them. They especially loved to hear about their elder brother, who had grown up to be wise and brave and strong, and who had been sent on an important journey. Under the king's constant love and care, each of the little princesses grew into a beautiful young woman. One day, the king told the girls that he had taught them all he could about his kingdom and that it was time for them to undertake their own journey. The king promised his daughters that while they were on their journey, they would learn valuable lessons that would help prepare them to one day be queens and not just princesses. The three princesses were excited about the adventure ahead of them as they left the kingdom. After what seemed like weeks of travel, the king and his daughters arrived at their destination. The princesses thought it was a rather plain place compared to their father's kingdom. The king led the girls to a clearing just outside a little village, and he gathered his three daughters together. "I must leave you for a time," he said. The king took a stick and drew a line in the dirt. "You must stay on this side of the line while I am gone," he explained. "There is an enemy on the other side. Because you are my daughters, he will try to destroy you. But you will be safe if you will stay on this side of the line." He also gave each of them a book. "I have written these stories to help you remember who you are and where you came from. Keep this book close to you and read it often. It will help you feel close to me while we are apart." The king looked into the face of each of his precious daughters. There were tears in his eyes. "Do you love me?" he asked. "Yes, father," they all cried. "Then build me a castle while I am gone. Do not forget me. Someday, I will return." The king left, and the princesses set to work, building their castles.